This is Wade Rathke at the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. There were almost 1 million international students enrolled in U.S. colleges and universities in 2014-15, up 10% compared to the previous year. One-third were from China, one-tenth from India. Michigan, Louisiana, Arkansas, Massachusetts, Maine, Florida, and a total of 23 states and their governors have stepped in to bar Syrian refugees from their states. States do not handle refugee resettlement. The federal government does, so it's unclear what these orders are other than politics. 3.4% unemployment in Japan reflects not good times, but an acute labor shortage, so bad that it has driven down the GNP for two consecutive quarters, pushing the country near recession. Marriott has announced a $12 billion deal to buy Starwood's hotel chain that will double its rooms and make it the world's largest hotel operator. TIAF CREP, the large retirement fund, spent millions in Brazil despite restrictions in real estate plays that many believe are land grabbing. A Utah judge has withdrawn himself from a case where he had taken an infant foster child away from a lesbian couple to assign it to a heterosexual couple. In addition to paying a $95 million fine, the for-profit college operator Education Management Corporation will also forgive loans to 80,000 former students nationally as part of the agreement with the Department of Education and others. In Vermont, a debtor is allowed to keep one cow, two goats, and three swarms of bees, but only a $2,500 vehicle. In Pennsylvania, Bibles, school books, sewing machines, and military uniforms are exempt, but only $300 in other property. In Alabama, Delaware, Kentucky, and Michigan, everything can be seized for debts. The Giant Service Employees International Union, with almost 2 million members, has endorsed Hillary Clinton for president. The postal workers endorsed Senator Bernie Sanders. Federal Housing Authority, FHA, is back in the black with a net worth up almost $20 billion over the last year to $23.8 billion in assets, exceeding the 2% in reserves required thanks to lower fees. Unions represent 7% of all teachers in charter schools nationally. There's currently a major organizing drive for 600 charter teachers in the LA Unified School District. Cuban immigration, particularly through Mexico, has soared over the last year as Cubans seeking a U.S. green card hurried to the U.S. to take advantage of the 1966 dry foot policy, fast-tracking the immigration process. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.